there are about, I would say, about a third fewer awardees than prior years. And as best I can tell, what happened is that the agencies got the clear message to be sparing in their nominations, presumably because of the budget situation.
Can you tell, for instance, did you get fewer nominations overall? Meaning, did you usually get 100 and this time you only got 75 type thing?
Normally, we would see about 65 awardees and there are 46 awardees for 2012.
But what about the nomination forms? Did you get even fewer nominees?
I don't honestly know because OPM handles the process of sifting through the nominations and getting them out to the review panels. But as best I understand it, there were simply fewer nominations.
Now, when you also look through them, so there's fewer people, but about 20 fewer awardees. When you look through it, the list, there also seems to be missing some agencies. There's some DOD, I see Army, I see Air Force, I see Navy, but I don't see anything from the intelligence world. I don't see anything from ODNI, from NSA even. Is that a change too, or maybe people just weren't nominated this year?
Well, we always welcomed the intelligence community awardees, but this year, as I understand it, the intelligence community has never received approval by the White House for their nominations. So they have been in limbo, and it's really inexplicable to me.
In the past, would you say, 10% of the awardees came from the intelligence world? Is that the missing 20 that you usually get?
Well, we usually see several from NSA and perhaps two from FBI, perhaps one from DEA, a few at ODNI. So, they're a decent number, and we would very much like to have had them with us this evening, but no one's gotten any word from the White House, which this is a very long time after when they should have been informed.
You made a comment earlier that maybe it's a budget-related issue, maybe. Is that because people for the Distinguished Rank Awards, they do get a bonus that's attached to it. Do you think the White House is worried with sequestration and budget pressures that they don't want to be seen as giving a whole lot of federal employees extra money?
Well, I think that probably is the case for this year because the call for nominations has never gone out. And we have not heard from the administration that they will not give them. They simply have not called for the nominations. But with regard to the intelligence community, they had already approved the ones for the regular senior executive service and the senior professional awards. So it just doesn't make any sense to us that suddenly when they got to the intelligence community awards or nominations, they would have done an about-face and said, no, that's enough.
For the intel that they had seemed to get approved, but then they hit a roadblock, have you reached out to the White House? Have you tried to talk to anyone at OMB to say, hey, what's the latest? What's going on here? I mean, this is a shame that we can't recognize all the work that they're doing.
I've made some inquiries to no avail. It's simply hard to know where to express our concern at the White House because all seems very fuzzy. Let's simply put it at that.
From a standpoint of employee morale, SES morale, I mean, SES has already faced the pay freeze. They already face the reduction of any kind of bonuses except for what's, mandated by law. Adding this on top of it, is it just another layer of kind of head scratching? What's going on here?
These awards only can go to 1% of the senior executive service, so we're not talking about impacting a whole lot of people. However, they are the capstone to careers, and they mean a great deal. I mean, the honor itself means much more than the stipend that's attached to it. But I think it is part of a pattern of seemingly not understanding that you really need to keep the best, the brightest, the most able, experienced executives at a time like this when government is facing such challenges. So the administration ought to be really celebrating these people instead of using the budget. And I don't minimize the budget concerns, but we really need to make a better effort because what we are seeing, I think, is greater numbers of senior executives retiring. I think there's just been too much piled on in many cases.
Just more generally speaking, obviously the event on Thursday night's a celebration of everything the SES does. Do you get a sense of what the state more broadly of the SES is? How is morale? Do they feel like that they're just constantly running uphill, that they're constantly fending off attacks, whether it's Congress or the White House or they're within their own agency? What kind of sense or morale are you seeing?
Well, you know, we had yesterday an event where we bring in the distinguished executives to meet each other and have a conversation. And as it is every year, it was simply fascinating. The challenges they face are enormous. And as we talked about the budget and the things that they are doing to do their best to enable their agencies to keep meeting the mission, one of them said, is this the new normal? That it's just going to be endless. And at some point, we're down to bone. You know, we've cut enough. So the challenges they face are terrific. They're certainly doing their best. And I think, therefore, that when you compound the pay freeze with the very confusing message the administration has sent about performance awards, which, as you know, are awards based solely on their performance. And the administration has said to the agencies, well, each of you decide whether you're statutorily required to give them, which is a very odd message, to say the least. The only bright spot recently on the horizon has been our ability to get Congress to pull back on the internet posting of their personal financial information. And if that's the only bright spot, that's not terribly much at the moment. So I think it's fair to say that morale is not wonderful. And anything, therefore, that the administration can do to reach out to these people, to recognize them and their value, is not only welcome, I think it's appropriate and it's needed.